What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hi, it's Scott McCain, and welcome to today's edition of Project Distinct. We're finishing our second week of podcast here. And to start off, thank you so much. The response has been absolutely terrific. A lot of great notes, a lot of great comments, a lot of great contacts have come from just 2 weeks of doing this. And I'm really, really excited for the future. Thank you so much for sharing the podcast, for subscribing to the podcast on iTunes. Thank you so much for all of that. I truly appreciate it. And we look forward to continuing the conversation about what it takes to help you stand out and move up in your hyper-competitive marketplace. And by the way, if there are any topics you'd like to see us cover, anything you'd like for us to go into more depth on, we'd love to have the chance to do that. We want to respond to what you want us to talk about. Just drop us a note. You can contact me through the Project Distinct webpage, or you can go to scottmccain.com. My blog is createdistinction.com. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. There's all kinds of ways that you can get in touch. So please do so if you got an idea about what would make it for a great podcast. By the way, speaking of great podcasts, if you haven't listened to the two episodes we've had just these last 2 days with Joe Calloway, you really need to do that. Joe is so insightful and so remarkable, and I know that you're going to enjoy him. So if you haven't listened to the past 2 days, please go do that. Joe talking about some of the things that make distinction happen in the marketplace and building on his book, Be the Best at What Matters Most. Absolutely, absolutely terrific material. So I saw something today, an article that was from a few days back that really struck me, and I wanted to share it today on our Friday edition of Project Distinct, and it's on corporate culture. Now, if you're an entrepreneur with a small business, even if you only have one or two employees, you are creating a culture. It's critical in today's world that we understand the importance and the power and the impact of creating an organizational culture, regardless of the size. I've got a buddy who is a solopreneur. In other words, he has no employees. He works by himself. He has an office at a Regus, you know, a shared office space where he's renting desk space. But he gets up every morning, he takes a shower, and he puts on professional business clothes before he goes in to his solitary office. And I ask him, well, wouldn't it be a lot cheaper just to work out of the house? And his response is, that was the culture that he needed to establish for himself, for his organization. In other words, getting up and showering and putting on a business attire and going to an outside office was the culture that he needed to establish to be at his peak performance level. Now, we understand that culture is important, or at least we should. It's amazing to me how many huge organizations don't want to spend time talking about the organizational culture, yet how do you create marketplace distinction if you haven't focused on creating a unique and distinctive organizational culture? Absolutely critical. So that's why this article struck me, and I want to read a little bit of it to you. It's from the Reuters News Service. It says, in a letter sent to shareholders on Tuesday, Amazon.com founder and chief executive Jeff Bezos defended the online retailer's corporate culture, which was the subject of a critical report with the New York Times last year. Bezos noted the enduring nature of corporate cultures in his annual letter to shareholders. Quote, the reason cultures are so stable in time is because people self-select, he wrote. Someone energized by competitive zeal may select and be happy in one culture, while someone who loves to pioneer and invent may choose another, he said, adding that Amazon has never declared that its approach is the, quote, right one, unquote. As you may recall, Amazon was the subject of an investigation with the New York Times. The way it described and depicted Amazon was having a very difficult culture, a very harsh culture, a very aggressive, a very hyper-competitive culture. Now, they went out and hired, Amazon went out and hired a spokesperson, Jay Carney, who is a former White House press secretary, right? I mean, this guy is a big deal in terms of public relations. They hired him to become the corporate spokesperson. And he took a really interesting step because he wrote a public letter to defend Amazon. And he also revealed corporate information about the employees that they were discussing. The point is, Amazon says, here's another quote, "Our scale enables us to build services for customers we could otherwise never even contemplate." In other words, Amazon is saying, you may not like our corporate culture. Tough. It is what it is. And if you like this kind of hyper-competitive, bruising, aggressive culture, then you will self-select and work here. And if you don't like it, then you will work someplace else. Now, this may surprise you, but I kind of dig that. Here's the reason why. We choose our culture. And Amazon has obviously chosen, they have decided to have this type of culture. I couldn't work there. It's not the place I would find attractive as an employer. I get that. So he's right. I'm self-selecting. I would never work there. But what I do dig, what I do like, is that they have done it by choice. They are going to have a distinctive culture, which in turn has helped make Amazon pretty distinctive. The thing I'd like to get you to do in this short message is to think about what is the culture that you are establishing, whether you've got a very small business or whether you're managing a department, whether you're working for an organizational behemoth, you know, a huge multinational corporation, or whether you got a storefront. Whatever it is, you are creating a culture, and that culture that you create is what you should look at as the internal customer experience. What is the experience that you're creating for your internal customers, your employees, your colleagues? Because that, in fact, is going to be a major part of the experience they create for your external customers. There's going to be a lot of congruency between the culture you establish internally and the experience that your employees create for customers externally. When organizations fail to think about their corporate culture, they fail to create distinction in the marketplace. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back with more thoughts about what creates distinction and how you can do it. And we're going to talk next week more about the essential elements of distinction. As we prepare for another great week on Project Distinct, please share this podcast, subscribe to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the program. This is Scott McCain. Look forward to seeing you on our next edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.